The big news this morning, Tony Romo to retire. Our very own David Moore is going to join us in 15 minutes because of the big breaking news. We're going to blow out biggest show coming to town. We'll do it another day this week. But David is reporting in the Dallas Morning News. Sources confirm Tony Romo has informed the Cowboys he intends to retire to begin a broadcast career, and the club intends to designate as a June 1st cut. So that's how it's going to play out. Tony Romo to retire. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about the big news of the morning is the owner and general manager of the Dallas Cowboys. We say hello to Jerry Jones. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, man.
Morning.
Happy to be on with you. Good to have you.
Well, yeah, I know this is it's a big day and a busy day for you with the Tony.
It is, and okay. It is certainly a day that is being talked about by just about everyone up there.
Are you sad?
I am. Jody, I am a little sad. I can't believe it. It is somewhat unbelievable. Old Tony Romo going to retire today. Yeah. Same day we were going to release him, by the way.
You know, you once called Tony a miracle, and he kind of was, wasn't he?
I did, and I never thought I'd see the day when the Romo miracle would end for the Dallas Cowboys. There's two miracles I've experienced in my life. Romo was the second one. The first one was Jerry Jr. Being produced from my loins.
Right.
And there is some debate as to whether or not I had a third miracle when Jerry Jr. Got into middle school last year.
All right. Listen, we're not...
No, we're having fun. Yeah. We're having fun with it. That's just a little fun.
Okay.
Well, do you think he could still play if he wanted to? I mean, if, like I say, if he went to Houston...
I do, Jody. But mainly limited to non-touch games. I think he can still play.
Or two-hand touch or something like that?
Yeah, two-hand touch or just sort of, you know, hey, you're down. I could get you, but you're down. You know, you call that you tackle someone.
Yeah, yeah.
Some sort of flag football, maybe something like that. But Tony leaves very big shoes to fill. Big shoes. And we got to get a backup quarterback fast. Those are big backup quarterback shoes he just left.
Yeah, you did lose your backup, yeah.
Right, so I'm looking at maybe signing John Paul Stephen Spaulding Jr. III Jones to the backup job.
Isn't he just a high school quarterback?
Yeah, you can't do that.
He is. He is, but we've had real good luck with young quarterbacks lately.
Uh-huh. Well, he's a lot younger than Dak was last year. I don't think that's going to work.
Well, he's not that much younger. He's not that much younger, and he just won a state championship.
Yeah.
State championship, and that's something that Romo never did. Let's be honest here.
Yes, he did not win a title. Sure did not.
No, not on any level from what I understand. So, John Paul Stephen Paul Jr. Spaulding III Jr. Esquire just may be the right backup to young Dakota Prescott.
Well, it certainly will be weird to go into a season without
it. Will.
Okay.
It will. And, you know, I guess old Phil Sims didn't have a do-right deal with Tony, huh? Old Phil's got a Tony Romo signature knife into his lumbar region, it looks like.
If that's the job he gets.
If that is the case.
That's the job, that's right. That, you know, Tony hasn't announced where he's going, but... I guess Tony did realize that you can't break your back while smiling next to a winemaker on CBS.
It's a safer job sitting next to Jim Nantz.
You think old Tony's going to get a free case of that calling by signing with Jim Nantz's network?
Yeah,
probably.
I think his wine is called the Quickening, not the Calling. But
I'm not sure about that. I think that's Art Bell's wine. I'm just sad to see that old Tony may be around that house that he owns a little more often, because Candace never checked to see if somebody was watching her from the flower bed outside the bedroom window.
Listen, Jerry, she is with child right now, and she's a...
I like them pregnant.
Oh, gosh, Jerry.
What up, America?
Holy. You don't care this morning.
But I'm not going to put Tony Romo in the Ring of Honor, I'll tell you that right now.
Why not?
I'm going to put Dak Prescott in there just for saving me a few million dollars in that Romo payout if he had been playing here for a few more years for us.
Well, maybe Dak can get in there someday, but Tony ought to get in, don't you think?
Well, we'll see. We'll see how that works out. Matter of fact, I can't talk too loud because Tony just walked in my office right now.
Ooh.
Hey, Jerry, you going to talk about football?
Hold on a second, Tony. I'm on the line with the Musers on the morning show.
Can I talk to him?
All right, hold on, Tony. I'll talk to you guys.
Yeah, this is great. Tony Romo.
Well, exclusive.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, football.
Hey, your retirement. That's surprising a lot of us.
You know, I'm retiring from football. Playing football with my football back. You know, talking football with my football mouth now.
Can you tell us what broadcasting job you're going to take? Tony?
Oh, he's trailing off with the football talk.
I think he's malfunctioning, Mayor. Hold on a second. We got to get the medics in here. He's malfunctioning. I think CBS is going to want their money back. Oh, good God.
Jerry? Okay, that's all we get. Well, there you go. That's pretty exclusive there from Jerry's office.